Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Ken Parr. This morning, my guest is Gary Sissel, who's Director of Flooring Nebraska Furniture Mart. Gary, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm great. So it's the first morning of Surfaces 2012. Good to run into you. Thanks for spending time with our audience. First, let's start with current business conditions. You've got three stores in the Midwest at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Talk a little bit about what's selling in your area.
Well, I think we're blessed. I think since mid-year, we've seen very positive growth in all of our sales categories in the flooring business. I think that the way January has started off, I think we're going to continue to see a real positive uptick in 2012.
So year over year, when you look at January this year, up over last year?
Dramatically, yes.
That's fantastic. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One, I think the consumer has some pent-up demand out there, and you know that can play on the consumer's mind. I think they sit around and they start thinking about how bad things might be with the economic conditions, and I think they just get tired of not living. I think they're out there living and doing things that make them feel good, and one of those things happens to be their home. And if anything they can do to fix up their home, I think it ultimately translates into a sale for us because I think we help them improve their lifestyles.
And you also are still very strong in advertising. Talk a little bit about your promotions.
Our promotions are every day, every week, all year. And we're event-driven. We like to have events. We like to get customers excited. We're big into the financing end of the business. And that, especially recently, seems to be driving a lot of people into our store to come in and take advantage of some not only great prices, but the awesome financing we offer.
And as far as product trends you're seeing out there between hard or soft or within those categories, talk a little bit about what's selling out there.
Well, surprisingly enough, about mid-year, we saw a big shift in our carpet business. One, I think the pie probably grew in terms of sales, but I also think that we saw a little bit of carpet growth coming from the hard surface category, and that has continued through January of this year. The hard surface category, particularly LVT and wood, continue to be strong. We see a little downtick in ceramic and a little downtick in laminate, but everything else seems to be doing really well.
You know, this carpet trend you're talking about is almost in inverse to what we're seeing in certain other areas. Why do you think carpet sells so well in the Midwest?
Well, I think that everything cycles, and for many years, carpet has been depressed in terms of its percent of share, and I think we're seeing it cycling back, particularly in the Midwest. We're out there promoting carpet. It's a big part of our business, and we're not going to take our eye off that ball. So we're going to continue to promote carpet, and I think, it gets cold in the Midwest, and, customers like that warmth underfoot. We're just seeing, I think, the cycle shift a little bit.
And this whole soft phenomenon that we're seeing, ultra-soft fibers, is that doing well in your market?
It's doing extremely well. Customers come in and they touch the soft no matter what fiber it is. It feels good on their hand and they can imagine how it's going to feel under their feet, especially with active families, family rooms and stuff like that. They want to spend time where they're comfortable.
I know you and I talked about TrueSoft when Stainmaster was first showing it to you at the NFA meeting in the fall. Are you going to get behind that product?
I thought their Luxurel product was good, but they really outdid themselves this time. Their TrueSoft is probably one of the softest fibers that I've experienced. And yes, we're committed to all of our suppliers, and we're going to get behind TrueSoft with Stainmaster.
All right, I talked to you on the phone when you first were announcing the news that you were going to open your fourth store. After, I think, 7 or 8 years since you've opened the Kansas City store, you're opening a store just north of Dallas. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's another labor of love. We're very deliberate, very slow in everything we do. And, it just became time where we thought, we were ready for another challenge because opening a store of that size is challenging. So we purchased 433 acres in a place called The Colony, just south of Frisco in Dallas, Texas. We purchased that with in mind building a store that's similar to what we have in Kansas City, only much larger. The store in Kansas City is approximately 1.2 million square feet, and this store will be significantly larger than that.
So when do you expect the store to open?
Sometime early 2015.
So you're at Surfaces, as I mentioned. You come here every year. Talk about what you do here. What's your purpose for coming to the show?
Well, we're pretty strategic in our approach. This year, I'm bringing a couple of my staff with me. I'm bringing an installation manager and a sales manager. One, the installation manager, his job is to go out and find products that support the back half of our business, machines that could help us, for example, bullnose tile, adhesives, supplies, things that will help make our business more profitable and help serve our customers. My sales manager He's here for the experience and one to keep me, you know, out of trouble from making stupid decisions. You know, he helps Dave and I, Dave Snediger, my senior buyer. You know, he's another set of eyes and another opinion that keeps us on track. And we've got a very full schedule. I mean, we try to see as many of our current suppliers and try to fit in as many new suppliers as possible, because we don't want to miss any, you know, nugget or jewel that might be out there, you know, here at Surfaces.
As you look back on the many years that you've come here, I mean, do you actually find little products that you don't find through other outlets?
You know, the beautiful thing is we always try to come with one thing in mind. We want to take one or two nuggets of knowledge home with us, and we've never been disappointed. We usually find one or two things that are give us that aha moment and generally turn into something very good and positive for us.
All right, so when you work the show, I know you work it very hard. You're one of those kind of guys, works hard, play hard. Are you doing any gambling while you're out here?
I wake up in the morning, I think that's a gamble. I'm not a big gambler, but I'll probably gamble a little bit, you know, and if I get lucky, I'll stay at the tables a little longer. If not, you know, I'll go have a cocktail and go to bed early.
All right, great, Gary. Good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Gary Sissel, who's Director of Floors at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.